The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Reish Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Nun Beis. Omelir of Safler Rav Abba. Rav Safra said to Rav Abba, "Kagain anan diyedinon bikfia diyarcha." Somebody like us, who al pi halacha were only required to keep one day yontif, and we've arrived in an area where the halacha is that 2 days yontif must be kept. The yishuv loyavidna. When we are in the yishuv, when we are amongst other people, loyavidna. We're not allowed to do malacha because of what we learned in our Mishnah, that even if a person comes from a mokim sheme kilim to a mokim shemachmirim, we give him the chumre mokim shebol hasham shlo yishan ibnei hamachlekes. B'midbar mai, what's the halacha out in the desert? What's the halacha when a person is outside of the tchum of the yishuv? Amalei. So he said to him, "Hachi Amar Rav Ami, the Yishuv Aser, the Midbar Mutter." That when one is in the Yishuv, then Malacha is Aser. But if one leaves the Yishuv, he goes Chutz L'Tchum into the Midbar. Over there, Malacha is Mutter. This Halacha is Negea Afilu Bizman Hazeh. If a Ben Eretz Yisrael comes to Chutz L'Arts, and the Shaila is, may he or may he not do Malacha on the second day of Yontif in Chutzlarts? So the Mechaber paskins in Simen Tov Tzadi Vav, like the Maskon of our Gemara, that Bnei Eretz Yisrael shebo l'chutzlarets, if a Bnei Eretz Yisrael comes to Chutzlarets, asurim lases malacha b'yontif sheni b'yishuv, they are not allowed to do malacha yontif sheni in the yishuv afilu daite lachzer. However, when they are in the midbar, when they are chutz l'tchum, so then, a nois n'malov chumrei mokam shehochu l'sham, and they are allowed to go ahead and do malacha. Now, we learned earlier in the perek that when a person is not doing something because of the klal of chumrei mokam shebol l'sham, we learned earlier that betzina is mutter. And in fact, there are certain achreinim, the Taz brings a marshal, that even what's the gate to Yontif Sheni, a Ben Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz would be allowed to do Malacha B'tzina. However, the G'dayli HaPeskin Paskin like the Rishenim, who holds that even B'tzina, Malacha is Aser, and there are two timing given, why is it that Malacha is more Chomer, Malacha on Yontif Sheni, I should say, is more Chomer than the Achila of the Chalev earlier in the Perek? Why is it that Malacha is Aser, even Bitsina, while the Achila earlier in the Perek was Mutter Bitsina? The Taisus, right over here on the page, Taisus says, "Dolei Efshala Malacha Bitsina Kamei Shar Dvarim." It seems from Taisus that there's nothing special about the Takana of Yontif Sheni over other Minhagim. However, the Iker Yisoid is that Malacha is a type of thing which is E.F. Shibitzina. The Lashon of the Ran is, the Malacha Kala Islay. People know about Malacha. The Chol B'Yishuv Mefarsim Milsa, Mash Enkein Ba'achila. That anything which happens in the Yishuv, people know about, unlike Achila. So therefore, it's not the Pshat that the minig of Yontif Sheni is a stronger type of minig. Just, even if a person does Malacha B'tzina, then everybody will end up knowing about it, and it will end up becoming for Hesir. Unless he goes out of the Tchum, and then there is no Kael, and people will not find out about it. The Magen Avraham quotes Taisus, and the Magen Avraham also quotes the Baal HaMor, which has a different time. The Baal HaMor says, "Kivan shu minig godel," since Yontif Sheni is a minig godel, "she poshat b'chol hagoyle kula ein lifritz b'yegeder," then it seems that the chomer of the minig of Yontif Sheni is so chomer that therefore Chazal asered Malacha on Yontif Sheni, even Bitzina. And the Ramban Be'emesin says the same thing. The Ramban says that Ki'ilu, when a person comes into the yishuv of B'nai Chutz La'aretz, where they're keeping 2 days Yontif, he Ki'ilu, because it's Takanuk, a takana kavua, a takana chamura, he becomes ki'ilu like a ben chutzlaretz for that day, kol zman he's with them, and therefore he is asur b'malacha. The nafkamina would be what's negeya to other minhagim which are taliyah malacha. According to Taisus, other malacha which are taliyah on malacha, it would also be asur to do b'tzina. However, according to the Balamor and the Ramban, other malachas, which involve malacha, one would be allowed to do b'tzina. According to Taisus, there is no tzina by malacha. So therefore, any malacha which is being done b'tzina is likely to be done for hasya. Mash'enken, according to Rabban and Bala Mar, it's a chaymer over here of Yontif Sheni. What's interesting is that Ramesha extends the chaymer of Yontif Sheni not only to the malacha of Yontif Sheni, but to the entire hanhaga of Yontif Sheni. And Ramesha writes in a tshuva, in Or Chaim Chelek Gimel, Siman Ayin Beis, that if a person finds themselves in Chutz La'aretz, a Ben Yitzchak finds himself in Chutz La'aretz, so the woman is mechuyev to go ahead and to Ben Shlicht. Ramesha says she should not make a bracha, and the person is required to sit by a seder, and Ramesha makes the whole seder hadvarim, which brachas the person could say, which brachas the person cannot say, and he basically makes a cheshen that to sit by the seder, someone else should make them with kiddush, someone else should make them with asher ga'alanu, and Ramesha says that the fact that someone else being makes them with asher ga'alanu is not called bifahesia, because people could think that he ended up with some sort of suffix, which the Bashmais for Ramesha is almost, that we'd even go ahead and make brachas without Ramesha's svara that this could be mamish a tzina of chadre chedar. The Al-Kopana Ramesha says you're quite tzina by the Seder. He does not make the brachas of Kiddush and Asher Galanu. And on the second and fourth case, also someone else should be meitzim. On Yahalucha Samish he makes him, he has to eat matzah, he has to eat mar, but he can go ahead and eat less than a shear, because that is tzina gomer. So Luchari, you see from this true for Ramesha two things. The first thing you see is that the Chumrei Makom Shebal Hashem is not only what's negeya to Malacha, but it's negeya to all hanhagas of Yontif. The other thing, Lachar, you see from this tshuva is that Ramesh is going with the Shita Tesis, that the reason why Malacha is Asar is because Malacha is always Befahesya, and therefore something which is Tzina Gomer is Mutter. Lachar, according to the Baal Hamar, that is a Takana on Tzina, Tzina Gomer should also be Asar, which is really the Lashon of the Ramban almost, that the Ramban says, Afilu B'chadri Chadorim, Lachar, according to the Baal Hamar, Tzina Mamish should be Asar. There's another tshuva for Ramesha, where you see also clearly that Ramesha has a tzad to say that tzina gomer is mutter. Is there's a tshuva in Or Chaim Dalet, Siman Kuf Dalet. Ramesha is mistapik whether a ben Eretz Yisrael can turn on a light in Chutz La'aretz. And the way Ramesha brings out the tshuva, the tzadim are that turning on a light could be tzina gomer, even though a person who's passing by will see the light go on and off. But Ramesha says that b'zman hazeh, we have many Shabbos clocks. The fact that a light is going on or a light is going off is not for hesia klal or klal. People will be tailing a Shabbos clock. And what Ramesha doesn't say, but l'chayr, that's the pshat, that only takes half a second to flip the light. The biggest piercing of the light is the fact that others see it, and Ramesh declares whether that's mutter or whether that's asr. Al-Koponim, you see from Ramesh that Ramesh held that even Isurim Durabonon are asr, even the Hanhagas of Yontif, the Seder, and the Mitzvah Lokas Neres Chanukah are also required of the Ben Eretz Yisrael who finds himself in Chutz La'aretz. However, Rav Meisha says that something which is mamash tzina gomer, like how much matzah a person eats, so that the person would not be required to do. Rav Meisha goes on to say that the ben Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz is allowed to eat without Havdalah, because for him to go ahead and make Havdalah, that would already be a shtikla for Hesia, and therefore he's kemish ein lo yayin, and he's allowed to eat without Havdalah. Now, all of these halachas are only negeya in the yishuv and within the tchum of the yishuv. However, if they are chutz liyishuv, they are out of the tchum of a yishuv, they are mutter. The Mishnah Berurah explains that we're referring to yishuv Yisrael, we are not referring to yishuv Akum. Dafka, a place where there are yidin, ba'ifin kavua, and not in a place where there are only goyim. You can clear. If a frayid comes to work in a place, does that make it to a mokum yishuv of Yisraelim, or the fact that he doesn't actually live there, he just comes to work, whether that is included in a mokum yishuv Yisraelim or not? Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal points out that the mokum in what's negeya to Yontif Sheni of Chumrei Mokum Shebolisham is different than the din mokum in other menhagim. The Pri Chodesh explains that what's negeya to other minhagim, chumrei makim shebolisham, is only where there's a kehila, which that kehila is a kehila which is meyusid, and it has minhagim. It's a kehila kavua. Masha'ege and a handful of yidden living in a certain place, even if they are noig in a certain way, it does not have the halachis of a mokim, klapei chumrei mokim shebolisham, and somebody comes there would be able to go ahead and to be noig his own minhagim from previously. Dafka a mokim which has a bezdin, has a rav, which is a kehila kavua, and therefore has its own establishment, what's negeya to minhagim. However, Dr. Shlomo Zalman, that what's negeya to the minig of Yontif Sheni, since that minig is not a local minig, but rather it's a minig of Gantz Chutz Laretz, so any place where there are Yidden who live b'Eifin Kavua, even if it's not a Kehillim Misuderes, Ben Eretz Yisrael would be bound by the Chumrei Mokum Shebolisham and be asked to do Malacha on Yontif Sheni. You don't need a Kehillah Mesuderes, because it's not this location's Mokim. It's not City Aleph's Mokim or City Beis's Mokim, which we have to shaf a City Aleph or a City Beis. Rather, it's a Chutz Laretz Minig. So once there are Yidden who live there Ba'efin Kavua, so then the Ben Eretz Yisrael would be usher in Melacha. Now, in our big cities, where the Jewish neighborhood might be in one corner of the city, L'chaira, it's possible for a person to be B'tchum Ha'ir, even if he is miles and miles from the Yishuv of Yidden. And L'chaira, even so, the person would become usher in the minhagim of Chutz Laretz, of Ben Eretz Yisrael, in such an area, in a hotel, 10, 15 miles from where the Yidden live, but his Teichat Chum would be usher in doing Malacha on Yontif Sheni, because the Halacha is totally in Tchum and not Tchum, even though it's extremely unlikely that anybody will walk there, but since he is within the Tchum of the Yishuv of Yidden, L'chaira, the Chumris of Yontif Sheni, would apply to him over there. And this can be very negeya in airports. Very often, the airport is Teich Tchum Ha'ir. However, no Yid ends up in the airport on Yontif. Very often it's a car drive away, but it's Teich Tchum Ha'ir. So L'chaira, it would seem that B'chai Gavna, it would be usher for a Ben Eretz Yisrael to fly into an airport, which is Teich Tchum Ha'ir, stay there till after Yontif, and then come to the Yishuv, because it would be usher for him to do Malacha in the airport, even though there are no Yidden in the airport, because L'maisa, the airport is Teich Tchum Ha'ir. What happens if a Ben Eretz Yisrael finds himself in a city where all the Yidden in that city, Rachmanu Litzlan, are Mechalei Shabbos V'Yontif. Is Ben Eretz Yisrael in such a city in Chutz La'aretz Mechuyev to keep Yontif Sheni or not? Do we say that Chazal were not Mechalek in their Gzera? That the halacha is that if a person finds himself in a yishuv of Yidden in Chutz La'aretz, he's Mechuyev in Yontif Sheni. This person is in a yishuv of Yidden in Chutz La'aretz, Memele is Mechuyev in Yontif Sheni. It doesn't make a difference, Klal u Klal, that all the people in this town are Mechal Yontif. Or do we say, no, the whole Siba why Chazal asered Ben Eretz Yisrael for doing Melacha in the Yishuv of Chutz La'aretz is Al Shlo Yishanim Mitayach HaMachlekes. His doing Melacha, which is different than the Minig HaMokim, can cause a Machlekes and can cause a Zilzul in the Indian of Yontif Sheni. Over here, where Saivir, Rachmanu Litzlan, there's nobody keeping Yontif, so one could argue maybe that there is no Indian of Shlo Yishanim Mitayach HaMachlekes, and therefore it would not be usher for him to go ahead and to do Melacha in such a Shtot. In the Sefer Yontif Sheni Kel Chosa, he brings that he asked the Shaila both to Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal and to Rav Eliyashiv Zatzal, and they both said that Avada Chazal were not Mechalik in their Gzeira, and whenever Ben Eretz Yisrael is in a Mokim Yishuv Yehudim and Chutz La'aretz, they are required to keep Yontif Sheni. Chazal were not Mechalik whether the Yidden in that Shtot are Mechalik Yontif Rachmanu Litzlan or not. But what's interesting is for both of Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv, besides for the Stam saying that Chazal were not Mechalik, they both add a Svara. Shlomo Zalman says that if the Ben Eretz Yisrael would do Melacha in such a Makam, so it could come out as Zilzul Yontif Sheni. What's going to happen if several of these Anshei HaMakam become Bali Tshuva? They will forever have in their mind this picture of this Erel Chayid doing Melacha, and from that it can come out a zilzal in Yontif Sheni. Rabbi Yashiv tainet a different sorah. Rabbi Yashiv says that, let's understand, what's the tzad heter to do melacha in a mokim where the oil is mechal Yontif? L'chaira, the tzad heter is that a machlokes is not going to come out. That even though Lamaisi he's doing something which he should not be doing, he should not be doing Melacha in Chutz La'aretz. But Lamaisi, no machlokes will come out from his deeds. So, why? Because since they themselves are doing Melacha, they're obviously not going to make a machlokes with another Yid who's doing Melacha. So, Zokhtar B'Yashiv, so We don't say that, let's say, if the people in the Shtot are very nice people, they don't fight with anybody, since no machlokes could come out, so all of a sudden now Melacha is mutter for a Ben Eretz Yisrael. We don't look at each case privately. Well, can a come out, or can a machlokes not come out? In every single case, we say a loy plug, and we say that Melacha is aser. So Memela Zokhtar B'Yashiv, that the fact that these people themselves are Mechal Yontif is not a better Svara than no Machlokes will come out. And since, even when no Machlokes will come out, because the Elam is very nice, we still Aser Melacha for the Ben Eretz Yisrael finds himself in Chutz La'aretz, so it would not make a difference whether the Yidden in that particular Mokim are Shema Shabbos or Rachmanu Litzlan Mechal Le'Shabbos. In either case, the Ben Eretz Yisrael who finds himself in a yishuv of any Yidden in Chutz La'aretz would be Aser Basiyas Melacha on Yontif Sheni.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.